USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Another object in North America has been shot down.
This time, the unidentified object was shot down by the U.S. military over Lake Huron. This was done in partnership with Canada's military. What the object is or where it came from, still not known, but the Department of Defense said more information would be available in the coming days. Meanwhile, the recovery efforts are underway for the objects shot down earlier this weekend over Alaska and the Yukon region of Canada. I'm John Schaefer.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says recent intrusions into U.S. airspace mark a turning point for the country's defense. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Congressman Mike Turner said the shooting down of a Chinese spy balloon as well as other foreign objects over Alaska and Canada show the gaps in U.S. defense systems. Syrians affected by a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake are on the edge of a humanitarian crisis.
Syrian side of the border, it's people who've frankly been abandoned over the last 10 years.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, President and CEO of the International Rescue Committee, David Milbrand, said that hundreds of thousands are in danger since only one humanitarian crossing from Turkey is currently open.
Grave danger of a secondary crisis, ill health, injuries not treated, economics just out of the window.
Milbrand says the United Nations found that opening up more humanitarian corridors along the Turkish border was the best way to help Syrians. The third in a series of films starring Channing Tatum as a male stripper is this week's top movie in North America. Magic Mike's Last Dance earned just over $8 million in its debut weekend at theaters across the U.S. and Canada. A pair of James Cameron blockbusters finished second and third this week. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Babbel. Évidemment. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. That's radio to 64,000 to try Babbel free. R-A-D-I-O to 64,000.
Video footage is being released of the fatal arrest of Daryl Tyree Williams, a black man who died an hour after police repeatedly tased him. North Carolina police report seeing an open container of alcohol in Williams' parked car as he sat in the driver's seat on January 17th. The video shows six officers claim Williams is not cooperating before they begin beating and tasing him. During the altercation, Williams asks officers, "Why are you doing this to me?" and tells them of his heart condition. The police handcuff Williams, tase him again before asking if he's still breathing. Officers then begin chest compressions before emergency medical services arrive. Super Bowl ads are filled with cars and beer brands, but this year one campaign is focusing on religion. It's painting a positive picture of the Christian faith at a time when church attendance is falling.
And that's been going down more rapidly in the last 20, 30 years or so.
Allison Gray heads the Center for Catholic Studies at St. Mary's University. She says the ads target young people who are the largest group fleeing the faith. The deadline in a Texas lawsuit seeking to overturn the FDA's approval of the abortion pill is being extended. A federal judge ordered a company that makes the pill to detail its arguments opposing the attempt to pull the medication. New York City's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for municipal workers is officially over. Dave Collins, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.